Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information from both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Like many people, fall is my favorite time of the year. For cattle producers, that means getting newly weaned calves acclimated to a new environment and adjusted to a new diet. To help us make sure this all goes well, health-wise, is Dr. Jason Beyer of the Riverside Animal Clinic. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, Jason, prior to putting in calves, how helpful do you think it is to know the source of these cattle as far as aligning a vaccine program with what kind of program that we would like to use?
I think it's very important. Knowing what they have helps you better choose the program that you're going to install at your location. Not knowing it, you're kind of guessing. So it's a lot easier knowing what they've had.
Okay, so most of the people putting in calves this time of year, and I know most of them are probably even put in by now, but a lot of people are putting in 650-pound weaned calves into the feedlot. As far as these calves, as far as the weight of them, do the vaccines seem to work better on the heavier cattle than the lighter, or is it pretty much the same?
I would say, in general, they seem to work better on the heavier cattle. They're a little older. Most of them have been weaned already, so they have lower levels of stress, which allows them to respond better to the vaccines.
Okay. So after these calves are bought and the truckers bring them into the lot, how soon after they are off the truck and into your lot, how soon would you like to see these calves worked?
It varies depending on the group. In general, I would say the lower risk they are, the heavier they are, you can get to them pretty quick. You know, I wouldn't get to them earlier than 12 hours, but over the first 24 to 72 hours would be good for those lower risk calves. For higher risk, there's some studies out recently that show that you might be better off waiting even a few weeks. Just because their stress level is too high, they're not going to respond to that vaccine.
Okay, so there is a correlation between the health of the calves and to having the benefits of that vaccine. Is that right?
Right, right. If they're not healthy, if they have high levels of stress, they're just not going to respond to that vaccine. So if they would get exposed to that particular disease down the road, they're basically an unvaccinated animal and they're likely to get sick.
Okay, so is that correlation true also of having cattle? And we're going to talk about it in a minute here about facilities and handling of these calves. But as far as guys working cattle, and if you have a kind of a stress-free environment for these calves to go down the loading chute into a squeezed chute where they aren't moving around a lot, all of that also helps with the your satisfaction with your vaccine. Is that true?
Yes, definitely. And not just vaccine for down the road if they're exposed, but you're immediately potentially exposing them to disease too. So again, if you have higher stress levels from handling them, working them, they could get sick quick, or they could get sick down the road if they don't respond to that vaccine.
All right. Well, let's just talk about facilities and handling of these newly weaned calves. What seems to work the best? And I'm sure you've been a veterinarian long enough in our area to have seen probably all sorts of handling facilities and people, their methods in working and having dogs around the area when they're working them and the whole thing. What do you really like to see when you drive on a yard and say you're going to work some cattle?
Yeah, so I don't know that there's one system that is best, but the systems that work well are the ones that ensure safety, first of all, and then reduce the amount of time that those animals are handled. You don't want to be chasing them back and forth. And then quiet, calm is always good for cattle, too, whether that's stemming from people handling them or dogs, the calmer the better.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of listeners, you know, that are in the cattle production area, part of the whole thing in our area. Then we have a lot of consumers that are listening to the Beef News and Notes program. And I would just like to emphasize there are programs like the Beef Quality Assurance Program and people like Dr. Temple Grandin that have written books on how to handle cattle. And by and large, I mean, the people that are left in this industry that are doing it, I think consumers can be rest assured that that these cattle are being handled properly. And it seems like every year there's improvements on the handling equipment and methodology and the whole thing. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anything that would increase consumer confidence is seen as a good thing from all the producers I work with.
Well, I recently attended a seminar on working cattle, and it was brought up the benefits of good storage of these vaccines and antibiotics. And what something that I had never thought about before, but just as such as the storage of these antibiotics or vaccines in your refrigerator, and they made the point of giving out thermometers where you could place it in your refrigerator out in your shop, and it showed the variance in temperatures on, say, if it's on the door or if it's on the back side of the refrigerator or whatever. That is really important, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you always have the potential, if they're not stored properly, where they're not going to be effective, and even worse, they could become contaminated and could be causing harm by using that product.
Well, Dr. Beyer, one last question. On these new calves, when people get in calves this time of year, if they ever run into a bloat situation in these calves, what do you think is a major cause of that?
So there's many causes, but most of them stem from the ration, the diet that they're on. A lot of times it's too much grain or too rapid of a transition to a grain-based diet. A lot of these calves are coming from a roughage-based diet. So those are possibilities, grinding the grain too fine, inconsistent intakes from crowding them or weather-related events or inconsistent feeding times. All of those can cause bloat, so basically stemming from ration issues.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Beyer, for being on the program. And how can people get a hold of you or one of your other veterinarians there at Riverside Animal Clinic?
So we have three locations. You can call any of those offices. One's in Springfield, one is in Redwood Falls, and one is in Sleepy Eye.
All right.
Find our number in the phone book or online on our website.
Very good. Well, thanks again for being on the program, Dr. Beyer.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, Mark.
Just a little reminder, the Redwood Area Cattlemen's Association will be having their annual meeting in Sleepy Eye November 17th, and also the Beef Royale Banquet will be held in Windham the same evening. So try to attend one of those, and until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.